pay to park in a parking lot.
Right.
How is it they don't have to pay to use my property as a tollway? How did that start? And how is it that the county gets the revenue from that?
Yeah.
And they're stealing it from me.
Right.
That's like me going to the commissioner, stealing his car, and then using it as an Uber driver.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get any of the money.
Well, it's kind of analogous to the severance tax on oil and gas, where you have... Remember when I first started working with Frac Truck, I went down to a meeting in Marietta, and those were people pro, you know, very pro oil and gas. But what really ticked them off was the severance tax, where they said, so wait, let me get this straight. We're incurring all the environmental risk, and then you're going to tax whatever comes out of the ground, and then it's going to go to the general kitty. Like, how does that make sense? Especially, you know, and I remember they pointed out specifically, speaking of here, they said, you're going to give money to Oberlin? Those people don't even think this is a good thing to do.
Exactly.
But they're going to get the money? That's always really rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah, so who decides that? How do they get away with that stuff?
They just don't want to.
I mean, early on, I figured out you couldn't say no.
Right.
Right? You can't fight. You can't say no, no gas pipeline.
Right.
We use gas. That's not a battle you're going to win.
Right.
But we could try to reroute it.
Right. But what about just like, what about just extracting enough flesh from these guys to make it, like, I mean.
It was painful for them. Yeah. They paid a lot of money that they wouldn't have had to otherwise.
Yeah, so that's
we kind of made it hurt bad.
Yeah.
And they took a lot of PR nightmares out of this.
Yeah.
In fact, they really need to reevaluate this and change the way they do business, because if they would have just... From day one, we wanted to sit across the table from face to face. Let's just talk about this. They wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Instead, it was bully tactics, because
right.
That's all they know.
They never brought any of their bigwigs down here?
Well, they always brought their bigwigs.
Oh, they did? Okay.
But never to talk to you face to face. It was just to intimidate and to bully.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was, and, you know, one thing they need to figure out is that not only Americans, not only Ohioans, but Medina Countyans
right.
don't respond well to bullying.
Sure. Right. Well, you know, but I guess...
It's like, come on.
But I guess...
I mean, at the end of the day, they won.
Right. Well, not only did they win, they didn't... It was a rigged game.
Oh, yeah, totally rigged.
So I guess from their vantage
point... I guess we were naive at the start of this.
Right.
But I can tell you, if we knew then what we know now, it would have been different.
Right.
Because we would have hit harder... sooner,
right,
and we would have made a change. I did get alternate routes put in
right
throughout the early months.
When you say if you knew then, what are those?
If I knew the game
right.
was going to play out the way it did at the beginning,
you mean it was already rigged?
Oh yeah, and you could have changed tactics early on,
which means you would have known you were going to essentially lose the big fight.
Yeah,
you would have focused on the little things.
Exactly.
Huh.
So what's crazy here is you can see open land back.
Yeah.
I asked a simple question. Why wouldn't you just go on the other side of the line instead of cutting all these trees down on
right.
this side?
Right. Yeah.
They never answered that. They just said, well, we're not. This is where we're going. Didn't make any sense.
No. But then again, I've been looking at pipelines. I've been looking at these gas gathering lines in Southeast Ohio. You know, they're not just transmission lines. They're not
right.
even FERC. They're they're intra-county, basically.
Right. Right.
And, I mean, they put... What they're doing to your landscape, they put that to shame. I mean, you're talking about, there's two components here that are really divergent. They're quite different. One is, whether this is good or bad, at least there's a federal regulatory body,
yeah.
and at least the topography is somewhat mild. In Appalachia, you've got big hills, and there's no one watching these guys. And the rate at which it's going in, it's just, I mean, there's a big company called Blue Racer, and they are just
yeah.
flying. So who's putting this in? Who's contracted out to put this in?
Actual contractor?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Because there's a big Minnesota company that was working on the Rover pipeline.
Well, the environmentals. Mergent. That's the other thing. So Mergent is hired by FERC to joint develop the draft EIS and the FEIS.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are brought back to... of interest, isn't it?
Just
of course
little.
I'm going to write it so it's positive and
right.
not going to be an impact, so I can come back and
That's like allowing a company at a like quarterly earnings call to lowball the number so that they can always exceed the number.
Exactly.
And that, oh man,
that's, I know, it's like it's ludicrous everywhere you look.
Wow. So what are these? What are your neighbors like? What are those folks? You know them?
They were unplugged from everything. They didn't really think it was a problem, I guess, until they realized, oh yikes, look how close it is to my house. That's Vic's house.
Oh, that's Vic's, the log cabin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 100 feet from the property line. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
He didn't know when he bought it. The lady that was going to build there knew the pipeline was coming, decided not to build there, and sold it without saying anything. Vic happened to be the guy to buy it. I didn't know. That Thanksgiving, I see bulldozers out there a year and a half ago.
Right.
Freaked out.
Right.
Oh, no way. Somebody has, I got to get to him. Took me 2 weeks to track him down.
Right.
Without trying to sound like a wacko.
Right.
Tell him, hey, Vic, sorry to be the one to tell you, but did you know? And he's like, I didn't know. Is this too late?
He goes, So aren't the realtors complicit in this?
Nope. Because if it's in the public, if it's a public knowledge, they don't have to say anything. That's another veil. So realtors do not have to disclose it.
So it's been posted somewhere.
Yes.
It's not their job.
It's up to you to do diligence to.
That's tough. That's tough to take, huh?
It is.
That's that woman I mentioned who.
Same.
Yeah. That's
happened all over.
That's a crushing story.
It is. And you try to let people know, you know, when you can find out about it, but there's just so much going on and you just can't track it all. And the realtors, they don't legally have to say anything.
That's tough. That's really.
And that kind of happened even to my neighbor. That house sold in the middle of all this, and I made sure the realtor disclosed it.
Right.
I met the guy that bought it. He says, yeah, she told me about it, but I didn't realize it was what it was.
What do you think it was?
He just thought it was like a gas line. You know, what normal people, yeah. they just think, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
right. 10, 12 inch diameter.
I didn't know what was this
right.
thing.
Right.
So, I mean, he stood with us to the bitter end.
What about these folks that I'm seeing?
They are, you know, they're not happy about it, but there's nothing they can do. Right. They don't even...
They're not in the right of way.
They didn't get nothing. They don't even get any communication.
I mean, isn't that kind of weird, too? It's like, if you're in the right of way, you get compensated or whatever. But if you're right outside of the right of way, you're still in the zone of potentially affected people.
Yeah.
And you're almost persona non grata.
There's hard evidence and facts from previous failures that 1,500 feet is the number.
Right.
You just get vaporized. And what's really ironic, and this is another story, Department of Transportation, there is no safety setback in the regulation.
Right.
Which is a joke.
Right.
However, through their own subsidiary, PIPA,
right.
Yep. They have construction language that says for developing in the community, you should stay away 1,500 feet from the pipeline.
Should.
Okay, so you're advocating to build 1,500 feet away, but yet you allow them to put it in within 50 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet. They could go right next to your house. There is no regulation on natural gas.
The operative word being should.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's just the whole process. It's just...
It's, you know, if Department of Transportation would spec a safety setback, then the routing would take care of itself.
Right.
It would force them to be 1,500 feet away from every...
Well, they're doing it for wind. I mean, they're more stringent on wind than they are on pipelines.
Yeah.
I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's crazy. It's just... So wait, so it goes out there, and what is it going to bend?
It goes straight. It goes, you know.
Oh, I see the top. I see the silt fence up there, right?
Yeah. So that line of trees.
Yeah.
Right before there, it vectors to the open lot behind it.
And that's what you've been saying all along.
Yes. Like, why not just go straight? And then it would have kept Vic from
buying
being
house.
Able to buy the lot and build on it.
Amazing. So what has so he buys a home, then he finds out, kind of like that individual we were talking about. Now
he's got no recourse.
Yeah, but she said they can't get rid of their home.
No, well, I'm not so sure because you know how unplugged everybody is.
Right.
Wait 5 years, nobody's going to remember anything.
Yeah,
probably.
Right.
But